This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, December 2nd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Ag industry upbeat on USTR choice. What was said in Trump-Sheinbaum call, and lawmakers criticize 45Z delays. Industry eyes ag market access opportunities under USTR Greer. Figures from across the agriculture industry have responded to President-elect Trump's pick for U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer by pushing him to pursue new market access opportunities for American farmers. As one who knows the office, the policies, and the legal tools of trade, he will bring a wealth of experience to the office of the U.S. Trade Representative during a pivotal time, said Corn Refiners Association President and CEO John Bodie. Bodie says he looks forward to working with Greer, quote, to open market access and on the review of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Greer, 44, served as then USTR Robert Lighthizer's chief of staff during the first Trump administration. He worked on several of the administration's signature trade efforts, including shepherding the USMCA through Congress, retooling a free trade agreement with South Korea, and the Phase One deal with China. Josh Gackle, American Soybean Association president, says soybeans are the United States' largest agricultural export, and USTR's work in addressing market access and non-tariff issues is critical for continued market growth. By the way, Trump said Greer would be tasked with reducing the U.S. trade deficit, defending U.S. agriculture, and opening export markets. In a statement, Idaho Senator Mike Crapo said he expects Greer to be a critical partner in efforts to expand market access and boost the competitiveness of U.S. farmers. I look forward to reviewing his nomination and discussing priorities when he appears before the committee. Crapo will chair the Senate Finance Committee next year, which is responsible for vetting USTR nominees. One phone call on tariffs, two accounts. President-elect Donald Trump and Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum spoke on Wednesday evening after Trump threatened to impose new tariffs on Mexican exports, but the pair shared different accounts, what was discussed, and whether Trump will push ahead with the 25% tariff remains unclear. Trump, in a post to Truth Social, said he had a wonderful conversation with Sheinbaum. He recounted that the Mexican premier had, quote, agreed to stop migration through Mexico and into the United States, effectively closing our southern border. Meanwhile, in a post to Sheinbaum's social media channels, the Mexican president said she explained Mexico's strategy for tackling illegal migration to the incoming president, but made no mention of closing the southern border. She did, however, say during her regular press briefing on Thursday that there will be, quote, no potential tariff war, a sharp departure from threatening the U.S. president-elect with retaliation just 2 days prior. Take note, neither the Trump transition nor the Mexican embassy responded to AgriPulse requests for clarification of what was offered during the phone call on Wednesday. As for the North, Canadian Premier Justin Trudeau hustled to Mar-a-Lago to meet with Trump on Friday. Later, Trump said in a Truth Social post that Trudeau promised to work with the U.S. on border and trade issues. Trump has also threatened 25% tariffs on Canadian goods. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Lawmakers warn delays in IRS registrations for 45Z could cause market confusion. Lawmakers are pushing the Treasury Department to expedite registrations so companies can claim upcoming clean fuel tax credits. Representatives Nikki Budzinski of Illinois and Mike Carey of Ohio wrote to the Commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service with concerns that delays on registrations for the 45Z clean fuel production credit could cause market confusion. In order for taxpayers to claim the credit, which is set to take effect January 1, they must have a signed registration letter from the IRS. Fuel producers say they still have not received this letter, however, despite submitting applications by the July 15 deadline. These delays are creating confusion in the marketplace and stand to have a significant negative economic impact on clean fuel producers, transportation fleets, fuel marketers, farmers, and other economic sectors, the lawmakers write. The Treasury Department is still considering rules and guidance for the 45Z credit, which was included in the Inflation Reduction Act. The credits apply to renewable diesel, sustainable aviation fuel, and other biofuels. GAO study sought on USDA rural development funding and hiring. The congressional delegation from Vermont and New Hampshire asking the Government Accountability Office to look at funding levels and hiring practices in USDA's Rural Development Office that may be hampering its mission. Through more than 70 programs, RD delivers over $40 billion a year in loans, loan guarantees, and grants to rural communities and manages a $200 billion loan portfolio, the elected officials say. These programs create a crucial lifeline to rural communities by guaranteeing access to capital and supporting community efforts related to disaster preparedness, resiliency, and recovery. But lack of sufficient funding and internal processes that inhibit RD from hiring at scale are preventing RD from fulfilling its mission, they said. The letter to GAO was signed by Senators Peter Welch of Vermont, Bernie Sanders of Vermont, Jean Shaheen of New Hampshire, Maggie Hassan of New Hampshire, Representatives Becca Baylett of Vermont, and Chris Pappas of New Hampshire. Dodge to meet with Senate and House members. The Department of Government Efficiency, an effort led by billionaire Trump allies Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, is meeting with House members and senators this Thursday. No time or location included on the invitation made public last week, but there is sure to be considerable interest from the House and Senate members eager to learn how Musk and Ramaswamy plan to significantly cut government programs. Senator Joni Ernst has already made public a list of recommendations to cut $2 trillion in spending, including clawing back $45 billion in funding for the Broadband Equity Access and Deployment Program. The National Telecommunications and Information Administration is just beginning to award those funds. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, December 2nd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.